What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.
In the 60s, Japan was the unhealthiest country in the G7, but quickly turned itself around. How did they do it? And is it time for us to do the same thing? For more on this, we're joined now by Helen Heenahan, who is a consultant bariatric surgeon and professor of surgery at St. Vincent's Hospital in Dublin. Good morning to you, Helen. Explain to us how Japan turned their obesity crisis around.
Good morning, Kira. Yeah, it's really interesting as how they did this. And I suppose it's encouraging for us to see that it can be done. It's encouraging for every country in the Western world. And, you know, there's lessons we can learn in doing this. So it wasn't just one intervention that occurred for Japan. It did take time. It took over 10 years. And back, as you rightly said, in the 60s, they were the unhealthiest country in the G7 and certainly in the OECD as well. And then they now have the lowest rate of obesity. The rate of obesity is 3.6%. And to put that into context, ours is about 24-25%, and the US is 38-40%. So they've, and the rate in Japan was never what it was here. It was 18% in 2007, and it was costing them a lot of money to treat obesity-related complications at that time. So in 2008, the most dramatic thing that was done, I should say at the outset, what they did was quite draconian. And one could argue that, you know, they violate personal liberties in how they did this, but it does work. So back in 2008, they introduced legislation to combat metabolic syndrome. And that's, a collection of factors that heighten one's risk of developing cardio and supervascular disease and diabetes. And it includes abdominal obesity. So the metabol law that they introduced back in 2008 legislated for every adult over the age of 40 to have an annual health review. You're called by your local government to be measured, weighed, measured. And if one's waist circumference for men was over 33.5 inches or for women 35.4 inches, you had 3 months to try and lose weight yourself, or you were enlisted in essentially diet classes. And everybody obeyed and complied with this. If they didn't, their employer or their local government were fined. So there was a population effort to address this. Now, they did lots of other things as well. They look back at their diet. For example, they really focused on children as well, which I do think is really important. You know, we know the health of our children largely predicts the health of our future adult population. So children, it seems, weren't allowed to bring lunches or food into school. They were given food in bento boxes. And a lot of companies did that as well and fed their employees, you know, small portions.
Okay, so the food in settings like workplaces and schools was kind of controlled. And annual health reviews where people were fined and sent to classes if they were overweight. Would you favour such a thing here?
You know, no, I suppose, in short. I mean, like I said, you know, I do think, you know, this does violate some personal liberties, but there are lots of things we can do, you know, that I suppose change our public health. We can change our public health policies in ways that do preserve our basic values of personal liberty and yet will significantly improve health outcomes. So I do think we should take every opportunity to weigh people and measure. I think for the most part, people don't have an awareness of what's overweight and what obesity. Our perception of overweight and obesity has completely changed. And there's good evidence that says if we, given images of different people and asked, are they overweight or do they appear to have obesity, we wouldn't actually get that right. And that includes healthcare professionals. So
we're underestimating the level of overweight or the level of obesity in people, I suppose, because we are desensitized or normalized. Can I ask you, though, I'm getting a sense when I look at things like social media that people, there's kind of a backlash against discussing weight at all, and that people are trying to draw equivalence between any discussion around weight with fat shaming and things like that. Do you get a sense of that?
Yeah, absolutely. But obesity isn't about size or shape.
No.
It's about health, you know. So I suppose And we have to keep that focus. And it's interesting, what the Japanese did that I think was really effective is they completely, I think, destigmatized obesity by completely taking that name out of their intervention. They called it the Metabo Law. So they used the word Metabo, short for metabolic syndrome, to encourage, you know, really, really simple, and made it all about health. And that's what it should be about, because despite people not want, you know, we take too softly an approach, I think, to talking about obesity, to prevent, you know, to and therefore to addressing it.
Okay.
So, you know, from as simple as changing the focus from size and shape back to health, is where we might actually, you know, I suppose, firstly destigmatize it and then be able to talk about it more and address it.
Forgive the pun, but there's a lot of food for thought there. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning. That is Professor Helen Heenan, who is a consultant bariatric surgeon and professor of surgery at St Vincent's Hospital. Let us know what you think. It's not like we haven't introduced draconian things before in terms of public health. That's what the pandemic was. It was a draconian measure, kind of move by society to do something about something that was challenging our health. Obesity is challenging our health. They did it in Japan. They brought people in for annual checks. They weighed them. They put them into diet classes, they find local councils, things that we have never considered doing here. Is that bonkers? Is that absolutely beyond the pale? Or what do you think? As I say, it's not like we haven't done it before. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.